Salim Owais is UNICEF Communications Officer for the Middle East and North Africa. He says the 10-month-old war has had an immense impact on the health and welfare of children in Gaza.
The life of a child in Gaza in month 10 of this conflict is not a life. We cannot say it enough. There's no safe place and everything is running out. Food, water, fuel, medicines. Everything.
Owais said collapsed infrastructure is also affecting health as clean water and sanitation are becoming more difficult to come by, as are medical supplies at local hospitals and clinics. He said only a halt in the fighting will improve the situation for Gaza's children.
Their only hope for survival is a ceasefire. The children of Gaza are still clinging to the belief that this day will come. And UNICEF shares this hope. Achieving a ceasefire is still possible, more necessary now than ever, and way overdue.
Israeli officials say the campaign in Gaza will continue until all its war aims are met, including the freeing of the remaining 120 or so hostages, dismantling Hamas's governing and military capability, and neutralizing it as a threat. Israeli government spokesman David Mincer said that his country is fully engaged in U.S., Egyptian, and Qatari-sponsored ceasefire talks, and that it backs the Biden administration's call for a hostage for Palestinian prisoner swap in exchange for a 6-week humanitarian pause.
Israel has already given a clear offer on this deal, has sent the negotiating delegation to Cairo already last Saturday. We've lived up to our commitments. Up to this moment, no response has been received from Hamas.
As for the issue of humanitarian relief in the enclave, Israeli government spokesman David Mincer placed the onus back on the UN for what he called its failure to distribute the aid that is going in.
Since the beginning of this war, 45,000 trucks have delivered 870,000 tons of humanitarian aid that have entered Gaza. That's 80% more food compared to prior to October the 7th.
The UN World Food Program's Valeria Garnieri said allowing civilians to leave a conflict zone and to access humanitarian aid is essential.
We call for all parties to the conflict to respect their obligations under international humanitarian law, and this includes allowing civilians to leave for safer areas and allowing their return as soon as circumstances allow. People must be able to receive humanitarian assistance whether they move or they stay.
The U.S., Qatar, and Egypt have released a joint statement calling for ceasefire talks to resume in Cairo or Doha on August 15th. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.